One time before he got solely into undercover work, he had taken a deposition from a pair of upper-class, well-off straights whose furniture had been ripped off during their absence, evidently by junkies. In those days, such people still lived in areas where roving rip-off bands stole what they could, leaving little. Professional bands, with walkie-talkies in the hands of spotters who watched a couple of miles down the street for the mark's return. He remembered the man and his wife saying, "People who would burglarize your house and take your color TV are the same kinds of criminals who slaughter animals or vandalize priceless works of art." "No," Bob Arctor had explained, pausing and writing down their deposition. "What makes you believe that?" Addicts, in his experience anyhow, rarely hurt animals. He had witnessed junkies feeding and caring for injured animals over long periods of time, where straights probably would have had the animals put to sleep, a straight-type term if there ever was one, and also an old syndicate term as well for murder. Once he had assisted two totally spaced-out heads in the sad ordeal of unscrewing a cat which had impaled herself within a broken window. The heads, hardly able to see or understand anything anymore, had over almost an entire hour deftly and patiently worked the cat loose until she was free, bleeding a little, all of them, heads and cat alike, with the cat calm in their hands, one dude inside the house with Arctor, and the other outdoors where the ass and tail were. The cat had come free at last, with no real injury, and then they had fed her. They did not know whose cat she was. Evidently, she had been hungry and smelled food through their broken window and finally, unable to rouse them, had tried to leap in. They hadn't noticed her until her shriek, and then they had forgotten their various trips and dreams for a while in her behalf. As to priceless works of art, he wasn't too sure, because he didn't exactly understand what that meant. At My Lai, during the Vietnam War, 450 priceless works of art had been vandalized to death at the orders of the CIA. Priceless works of art, plus oxen and chickens and other animals not listed. When he thought about that, he always got a little dingy, and was hard to reason with about paintings in museums like that. "Do you think," he said aloud as he painstakingly drove, "that when we die and appear before God on Judgment Day, that our sins will be listed in chronological order, or in order of severity, which could be ascending or descending, or alphabetically? Because I don't want to have God boom out at me when I die at the age of 86. So you're the little boy who stole the three Coke bottles off the Coca-Cola truck when it was parked in the 7-Eleven lot back in 1962, and you've got a lot of fast talking to do." "Well, I think they're cross-referenced," Luckman said. "And they just hand you a computer printout that's a total of a long column that's been added up already." "Sin," Barris said, chuckling, "is a Jewish Christian myth that is outdated." Arctor said, "And maybe they've got all your sins in one big pickle barrel." He turned to glare at Barris, the anti-Semite. "A kosher pickle barrel, and they just hoist it up and throw the whole contents all at once in your face. And you just stand there. Dripping sins. Your own sins. Plus, maybe a few of somebody else's that got in by mistake." "Somebody else by the same name," Luckman said. "Another Robert Arctor." "How many Robert Arctors do you think there are, Barris?" He nudged Barris. "Could the Caltech computers tell us that? And cross-file all the Jim Barris's, too, while they're doing it?" To himself, Bob Arctor thought, how many Bob Arctors are there? A weird and fucked up thought. Two that I can think of, he thought. The one called Fred, who will be watching the other one, called Bob. The same person. Or is it? Is Fred actually the same as Bob? Does anybody know? I would know if anyone did, because I'm the only person in the world that knows that Fred is Bob Arctor. But, he thought, who am I? Which of them is me?